I love my life. Now, I don't love every moment of my life, and I certainly haven't loved every day of my life. There have been challenging times, times of loneliness and frustration, times of pain and loss, times of rejection and failure, times when I've been scared or angry, times when I've wondered if my life was making any difference. But today, this week, this year, I love my life. Right now, the blessings of my life are bountiful. I know that there will be days when that will change, when my life will be harder, when there will be less joy, less laughter. But today, I love my life. And so Jesus' words in the gospel passage that we just heard present a particular challenge to me, and I would guess to others. Jesus says very clearly, those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. And so I would guess that there are many of you who, like me, feel this challenge, though I would also recognize that some of you are in the midst of times when your life feels less lovable. But is this really what Jesus is talking about here? We know that our lives are gifts from God, and shouldn't we love what God has given us? Does God really want us to hate our lives? And if we truly hated our life in this world, what kind of reward would it be to have that life go on eternally, to have it go on forever? I would guess that each of you have had the experience in your life of time feeling like it is slowing down when you are in the midst of painful or unpleasant experiences or times in your life. I can remember as a child that the longest minutes of every week often seemed to be the ones that I would pass as I sat through the Sunday sermon. Though I would guess that that is not the case for anyone here. But Jesus is not talking about hating or loving the circumstances of our lives.
You have water?
Okay. Jesus is not talking about hating or loving the circumstances of our lives. He is not telling us in this passage to forsake the people and places around us. This is not about wishing that your life were better, or that you were in a different place, or that you could have someone else's life. Instead, Jesus is speaking in something of a paradox to challenge his listeners, to challenge us, to disorient us from the ways in which we have been oriented by the demands of this world. And hopefully, through this challenge, to reorient us to the lives that God desires us to live. And so he says, those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So what specifically was Jesus condemning when he talked about those who love their life, and what was he praising in those whom he describes as hating their life in this world? In the verses just prior to today's gospel reading, Jesus has just raised his friend Lazarus from the dead and then brought him back to life in this world. And after that, he has sat down at a table and eaten a meal with Lazarus and others. Jesus was very aware of the boundaries between life and the losing of it, and death and the overcoming of it. He has just breached the boundaries of life and death and makes clear in today's gospel passage that he is preparing to do so again, to breach the boundaries of life and death, and this time in a much more powerful way, in a way that we will celebrate with great fanfare just 2 weeks from today. And as a matter of fact, 2 weeks from last night will be where we will celebrate it with the greatest fanfare. So if you have not been to a great vigil of Easter on a Saturday evening here at St. Andrew's, I would encourage you to get that on your calendar, because it is a great solemn worship experience. Lazarus was not raised from the dead because life in this world is to be loved above all things. Lazarus was raised from the dead because God loved Lazarus, and he was raised so that others might see that love, the power of God in Jesus as he prepared to be glorified, as he prepared for the cross. But Lazarus would someday die again in this world. In the meantime, though, would he live his remaining life, his renewed life, as if it was something to be possessed, something to be protected, something to be safeguarded? Or would he live his life as if it were something to be shared, to be given, to be offered, to be risked? And so I think this is what Jesus had in mind. When talking about the object of our love or our hate, Jesus does not merely speak of our lives, but rather our lives in this world. Do we love our life in this world, specifically the life that this world has to offer? And do we make an absolute out of life on earth? Do we see our life in this world as a possession, something to be protected at all costs, something to be jealously guarded? Or do we live as if we believe the most important things, the most treasured things, are not our lives here in this world? Do we live as people who desire after eternal lives that God has prepared for us? If so, are we willing to share our lives, to offer our lives, to risk our lives here in this world to serve God, in order to follow Jesus, in order to share the good news with those around us? Do I love my life here on earth in a way that keeps me from loving God and desiring after eternal life? Not an eternal life that is merely a continuation of the joys and challenges of this life, but rather an eternal life that is transformed beyond my imagining. The answer for most of us, I would guess, is not simple, but is instead rather muddled. My love for God, my desire to serve him, is very mixed up with my love for the unique character of my life, the life that he has allowed me to live, as well as my love for the unique character of the people who inhabit my life, for my family, my friends, for this parish, and for the people of it. We must prepare to let go of this life, to offer our lives back over to God, to let go of all that we treasure about this world and all that we treasure about the unique character of our lives, so that we can find the true joy of a life lived in service to God. Ultimately, all that we have, all that we know, all that we have received, it all belongs to God. And we must be willing to give it up. To use the title of an early 1980s rock song, we must be willing to hold on loosely to our lives. This is how we begin living eternal lives here and now, by resisting the temptation to love our lives as our possessions, rather living them as if we know that they belong to God. As we prepare for the journey of Holy Week together, let us faithfully offer our lives, our time, our gifts, our loves, and our burdens over to God, so that we might live our lives in recognition that they belong to Him.